This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Guys, by now you've heard me talk about Collars & Co., makers of the dress collar polo. They've already sold over a million of these amazing shirts. Well, Collars & Co. just came out with the new Maverick Performance Blazer. This blazer is sharp and wrinkle resistant, so you can travel anywhere with it. Just throw it in your bag and it will remain wrinkle free. It even comes with security zip pockets, a sunglasses loop, and an optional pocket square. So visit collarsandco.com and use code TIKI for 20% off at collarsandco.com.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jim Kawakami, the editor-in-chief of the very athletic Bay Area. Jim Kawakami.
Tim Kawakami, who has covered the NBA for over two decades, and more specifically, the Golden State Warriors over the last 12 years.
This is the TK Show.
Hey, it's Tim Kawakami here, TK Show. For the second time, and the only other time that anybody's been in my house to record a TK Show conversation, it's, you would know this if you know the history, the trivia of the TK Show. It's Guy Haberman. We kind of threw this one together a little rapidly because I didn't realize the 49ers were not going to be available till this afternoon. So we freed up this morning. We freed up some time, possibly, to get Guy on the show. Guy, the 49ers just announced, obviously the news, that Greg Papa sadly cannot work this season. God, get him back here next season. Be strong, be great. We'll all look forward to that. You are one of five people who will be rotating on the radio play-by-play call after you did the preseason. I think you're doing week one, at least we know that, correct? Just how this all has come down as you've had the preseason, now you have this. How much does it change your life to have these kind of shifts in working working capacity kind of like ad hoc? You're like, boom, you think you're going to have one thing, and yeah, Now you have a whole other thing happening.
Yeah, the time I thought I would be spending studying the college football rulebook was spent on, is fine. I'd spend some time on that anyway. But it has, you know, from a travel standpoint, doing college football, it definitely changes my life. But it was an easy decision, obviously, to do it and to be available as much as possible. So the good thing is, and I found this during the preseason, I've been around so much that you know, learning the 49ers was
I think you sort of started the conversation when you were on a practice field in training camp.
Well, we were on the field there the week it got announced. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or where it happened, when Greg announced it on a Friday. And the cancer diagnosis, mm-hmm. and that he was battling and all that, and obviously it'd been going on for a short period of time. So yeah, I was down there, mm-hmm. on a regular basis anyway, and so it became one of those, like, hey, let's have a conversation tomorrow things. And so it happened very quickly. Luckily it's a team that I know very well, and something that I'm already doing in another way in terms of, you know, the podcast. So from that standpoint, it that's not where the work comes in. Mm-hmm. You know, like, at least, you know, there are other things I've done where you really have to. Last year I did the Big Ten for the first time. I'd never been in the Big Ten. Like, I knew the West Coast teams, but that was a lot of different kind of work than, you know,
just the storylines, right? Like, the storylines, what's important when something happens that you don't know.
The context.
Yeah. Do you spontaneously understand what that means?
Right. Right. And the opponents, you know, and like, what does it mean to go to Seattle?
Yep.
It means a lot. You know, like, all those little things that sound, that everybody who's a fan, you know, there's a the NFL is so different from a television standpoint because they're national broadcasts every week. Mm-hmm. So fans, you know, I think often feel like, oh, I know my team better than these two guys. They're not even around, you know. Yep. And there is some truth to that, right? Yep. Like, those guys talk to the coaches, mm-hmm. this week, and that's valuable. But a fan's been watching a team their whole life, yep. and that's valuable. So I've been watching this team my whole life, so that's valuable.
And you have the radio gig. Now, did you get, like, those production meetings in the preseason games? Did you talk to Kyle and a player?
No. I think a lot of times the production meetings for TV are generally – you know, those national during the mm-hmm. week. And then the other thing that happens, Greg normally does those NBC yep. interviews with Kyle. So, you know, we had one road game. That was the Vegas game. I think there are some player interview responsibilities, as I understand it, for radio, which, you know, those things will have to be figured out with mm-hmm. everybody's schedules. Tim Ryan's the actual anchor because mm-hmm. he's around for every yep. broadcast, and is, you know, like Greg, the broadcast team. So, I think that there will probably be some more access yep. when that stuff happens. And, you know, like, I've been around enough. I'm fine to. I know when the locker room's open, how to walk in the locker room and go talk to people and that sort of thing. So that's useful.
So you're going to do week one. I will break that breaking news. So, okay. But you got a college game the day before. So how is this all? I mean, just the construction of that must
there, you know, there's some luck involved. Mm-hmm. I'll be at Penn State the week before. So luckily that's a noon game. Mm-hmm. And as you and everyone else knows, there's a 5:30 flight from State College that gets you into Seattle on Saturday night. So
good luck on the travel there, guy.
Thank you. I've got a backup flight.
I'll break it here. You can't say it. I believe you're doing four games of the 17, that's my understanding. You don't have to say anything. Guy is sitting there silently. But how do you weave that through a college football television? I mean, are you working every single college football weekend, or are there some off Saturdays?
Yeah, I'm working all but one college football weekend, but I already was going to not work college football through the middle and back end of November because we're having a baby.
Okay.
So that also, that's
wow.
that
makes so, yeah, it a, that's a very congratulations.
Thank you.
I imagine that complicates the schedule even more.
Yeah. So it's our first child, and I'm going to be home for a few weeks, and it made it easy. My college schedule was a little lighter in November. But when I say lighter, I mean two or three games instead of four or five. Mm-hmm. But luckily, I have a good situation with the Big Ten Network, and they were supportive and understanding all that. So. In the first 2 months of the season, all but one weekend, I have a college game. But there's other, you know, the Niners play on a
Thursday.
Yeah, and a Sunday. Yep. You know, yep. So there's some other.
Well, One point, and you can make this point too, where when I heard you were doing the preseason games, I was like, okay, they're not going to let you do your podcast anymore. And I was wrong. And you were very clear that I was going to be wrong about that. And I give them credit because they, teams get a little, nervous about that. We don't have to talk about that a lot, but I'm going to give them credit for not saying immediately, you can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
I think it's a little smart by them because now you're someone who's, part of what their operation is, and you have other things going on, and that's good. That's smart by them. We shall see how it goes, but I think that's going to be an interesting listen, an interesting show probably. I already hear you're going into like technical things about Thomas Morris that's punting. That's an ode to Papa, I think, because nobody can get into details like Greg Papa.
That's true.
But at all felt differently doing that podcast.
The thing I became aware of, and I said it yesterday on my show because you do it all the time. You say, this is just me talking. I'm going to get aggregated. And I am aware that it only happened because when the news initially broke on the preseason games, I didn't want to talk about it. And, but I talked about it on my podcast and that got quoted. Mm. So, I'm very aware that, now, if I say something that could be perceived as, he must have seen Juwan on the plane, or he must have seen, So I'm aware of that. But to your point, the 49ers have not only, they have actively been support. Just keep doing your thing. Yep. It's fine, And the other thing I would say, Tim, is I think I have always approached radio shows I've done and then podcasts with the attitude, and it comes from doing minor league baseball. And when I moved to the Bay Area, I was doing the A's pre and post game show.
Famously.
And it just comes from the attitude of I need to be able to walk into a locker room after I say whatever I say. And I'm sure I'm not a journalist, but I went to journalism school. I don't think, I understand that I'm not that. I don't have an editor who says wait a second. Do you have to, but that's the way I've always thought of it, is whatever I say, I just have to be comfortable walking into a locker room tomorrow. I've traveled with teams, but so that's how I think of it. And I think for me, that's a pretty good net, right? Mm-hmm. Can I defend myself if somebody says, hey, wait a second, you said this about me? And so that's how I've always thought about it. So hopefully from that standpoint, nothing really changes.
I've also chuckled, but also understand you've said, Tim Ryan will know this stuff. So it's not Tim saying it. I'm going to ask Tim about it.
Right.
And we joke about it. Tim Ryan has not been one of my favorite guys. I've ripped him, but
I understand.
I ripped him. During the Harbaugh Balky days, it was unbelievable. In the Kaepernick days.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you frankly, it was unbelievable. But, you know, as time does pass, I think he's a pro. You've mentioned to me that he's an absolute pro.
Yep.
I'm not going to go on and praise him a ton, but some things I do not forget about the way he handled things, but that's okay. He's been a pro with you. What's it been like to know that he's so established, he's so enmeshed, he's so part of the Papa thing? How's it been working with Tim Ryan?
I mean, he is, like, and I've told you this, I think he's an excellent pro. He's been a fantastic teammate. You know, he's got a challenge now working
with five different people
and coming from Greg, who is, I don't think it can be overstated how good Greg is at his job, truly excellent he is. And Tim was incredible to me. Like, because he's in a, you know, that's a tough position to be in, not just working with different people, the mechanics of it, but what is the person's mindset coming into this? Do they, you know, you just never, there's all kinds of things. I think you've probably found this in your business. I know it's this way in broadcasting. When you're on a broadcast team that is truly somebody who you can trust on and off the air, if you make a mistake, they know how to handle it. If you don't have all of that stuff.
Chug zone.
Is rare. Yeah. It's not the norm.
Yep.
So, and he has that. Him and Greg have that. So he trusted me a lot. And yeah, like, listen. Like, listened. If I misheard, you know, like, we've had a respectful moment.
I heard that because I didn't watch the first game because I was at that game. But I watched the second game, and, you know, the chug zone, and you said chug zone, and he could have gone.
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about?
Or ignored it.
Yeah, or ignored it.
Left me out to dry.
Or just not even understood it.
Yeah.
And he played with it.
Right.
And he allowed you to play with it. Yeah. Because there was like a moment there when he might not have.
Right.
And I thought that was a sign of respect and a sign of some sort of chemistry.
Yeah.
Which I texted you about.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Right when I watched it, I was like, what the hell? That was interesting.
Yeah.
So I'll go with you a little bit on the Tim Ryan thing.
I would encourage you to. I mean, yeah. Like, I've worked with a lot of people, and people always ask me, like, well, who's the best? You know, I get a lot of questions about broadcasters. And I say the first thing you have to establish, like anything else, is probably there's a line. And above that line is the pros, and below that line is not the pros. And he is far above that. He's been excellent to me.
Yeah,
so
it's going to be a big year for him to have to hold together this group. And I've said that to people who kind of know that I've not been the biggest fan, but I understand.
I don't have any doubt.
He's going to have an interesting, important, and hard job this year.
And my guess is you won't notice anything that's challenged. The other thing is the other people that they've hired are professional broadcasters.
Yeah, yeah. I've done games. You know?
So.
All right, let's talk a little about the Niners season. People don't want to hear all this. I might ask you a back-end question at the end, but we're recording this on Wednesday before John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan talk about whatever moves they're doing today after the cut to 53 yesterday. There's going to be tons of moves. We've seen they sign Marquez Valdes-Scantling. They will have other moves they have to do, including bringing the punter back. You don't have a punter on the roster currently. Thomas Morstead will be back, or else you're brokenhearted because you got all this research of Morstead's punting style.
I was on the field pregame. Somebody told me that you were tweeting from the field pregame the other day before the third preseason game. That's where I noticed the way Morstead moves the football, and it was a windy day.
It was windy. Jake Moody, windy. Yeah. Didn't seem to bother the other kicker that much, though.
No, it didn't bother Sky Moore, but like Bergen and Luke Grimm, the returner for the Chargers, had two muffs.
What do you think about this roster right now and just the fluidity that we've seen them build in? They're not even like going to pretending that this is their roster.
Yeah.
They're going to have to add 6 to 8 different people who are going to play in weeks 1 or 2 or 3. It does feel like they're using weeks 1, 2, and 3 as kind of like, this is just shift 1, and then we're going to really go shift 2, shift 3, shift 4 as the season goes on. I've never really seen a team build it like that. What did you think as you saw these moves happening? And they're really, you know, two healthy receivers is the one that strikes everybody.
Yeah.
Now they just added defensive linemen, 22 total offensive line and defensive linemen. They're not playing 22 defensive linemen and offensive linemen. Where do you land on where this roster is right now?
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I heard you say, you and Barrows, you said it was like they're trying to moneyball roster a little bit, you know? I thought, you know, the thing I thought about the offensive line was it feels like they're thinking, you got to think about 2027, 2026 also with this offensive line. So that, like with Drew Moss, mm-hmm. and could he be? And I heard what Barrows said about him maybe being the center of the future. And, you know, I think a lot like is the case with any roster that's top heavy, which this one definitely is, right? With like extreme talent at the very top of it, that if all healthy is really impactful, it depends on everything on those guys falling in line. Pooney coming back at the right time, McCaffrey staying healthy, Robinson hitting the ground running, which I think he will. Like he's been really good. Jennings figuring that out. Ayuk, does Mustafa? You know, Mustafa had a repair of the. Of the graft of his ACL, not necessarily cartilage repair, so that's not a 12-month injury, you wouldn't think. So it does kind of count on Bosa having a big year, on those types of things, Trent Williams staying healthy and those things falling into place. You know, the thing I think about, your favorite guy, Chris Conley, mm-hmm. who didn't play a lot, mm-hmm. but what did Chris Conley do? When he played, he was right where he was supposed to be. Where Brock Purdy thought he would be, that's where he was. And so you wonder, like, Marquez Valdes-Scantling knows the offense, but does he know where exactly Brock Purdy expects him to be? I think Ricky Pearsall is going to be good. But it's just there's not a ton of wiggle room there early. The first two games in very difficult environments. Well, you think there'll be some Niner fans in New Orleans. And then back home for a divisional game against Arizona. So, you know, you look at those first seven games, could they get to 5-2? Is 4-3 good enough? If you're 4-3 and you go, you know, more home games on the back end and then you get healthy, I don't think they think of it that way, but
there's no Green Bay Buffalo back to back, which again was the big thing that was sending for them last season, and they were falling apart already before that, but that was the official knowing that they're not going to make it this year. And you know, other guys, as I always say, other guys can get hurt. That's the thing. Yeah. You know, what if Ricky Pearsall gets hurt in week one?
Right.
You know, and guys have been known to get hurt in Seattle. That has happened before. I don't know. I mean, I don't think they're saying we're indestructible. This is a great roster. I think they're acknowledging there's some weaknesses to it. But, man, I've rarely seen a team with these kind of good players be this unsettled going into week one and knowing they're unsettled and telling us all they're unsettled. It's going to be a big thing to see if Juwan Jennings practices today. Obviously, don't know. I've been writing about that. It is. I think it's still up in the air. I also wonder, like, I wrote that injured reserve is definitely a possibility. Don't know if that's going to happen. If they don't know that he's practicing, I think there's a lot of things that could happen. They could also just deactivate him in week one, right? That removes a lot of the incentive thing also, because the incentives are a big part of this contract. So we'll see. Any other kind of hot spots or things that you think we should look at?
Well,
Right now, going into week one?
I think the secondary has a chance to be a strength for them. But again, how many snaps have Marquise Siegel, Jason Pinnock, Upton Stout, Renardo Green, and Diamador Lenore played together? Zero in a game, and probably not many in a practice, right? Just because all those guys have missed time. Siegel is Siegel's, I think Siegel's the only one.
Yeah, he might have missed like a practice. He might have missed,
but other than that, like everyone else has missed time.
And just coming, some of them are just coming back.
Just coming back, and it's a new defense, and it's
Stout still hasn't come back, by the way.
Stout, yeah, and like that's a guy who I didn't think people were too high on. Like I thought, wow, he is definitely going to be their nickelback, and so it's going to be a challenge for like Robert. But anyway, that's a take of mine.
Talent,
like,
I think talent. There's more talent there, I think.
And then the other thing I would say is Nick Martin going to affect special teams the way he did in the third preseason game? You know, that I don't know, but it's a place where he can add value because of his athleticism. Clearly, Saran Neal making the team, it's not because Saran Neal is, you know, a shutdown defensive back. It's because he's a core. He is the core special teamer for Brant Boyer. He's played 2,000 special team snaps in his career. He's missed 2 games in 7 years. So I don't know if that was a battle for Brant Boyer, but if it was, he won it.
Yep.
Like that. What that was that's a specialty player in a way, right? On special teams. So, but who else is going to be like their big time special? Who else is going to help?
Curtis Robinson, who they cut, yeah. But now they're bringing him back on the practice squad, and I guarantee you, he is playing one of those first 3 weeks. Maybe all of them. You know, it just that's a guy that coaches like to have on the football field, and he's on the practice squad. So they're kind of trying to make this a 56, 57, 58 man roster, but you can only use 3 elevations per player. So we'll see how they play that all out.
I thought it was interesting that Garrendo, clearly his shoulder was bothering him in that third preseason game, and he kept playing.
Yep. Oh, he's got I think, you know, I said it. I think there was a possibility to make the team when you trade for Brian Robinson Jr.
Yeah.
Now Garrendo's very talented, and so you don't want to just get rid of him. But I thought it was interesting. Yeah, do you think Brian Robinson is a guy that Kyle Shanahan could, you know what?
Will he take carries from McCaffrey?
Yeah, McCaffrey, you don't need to play this series. You know, that's just not Kyle. Like, Kyle's like, when he doesn't have McCaffrey on the field, Kyle feels it. Felt it almost all last season. The offense changes. Is Brian Robinson good enough to go, you know what, every third or fourth series, we can give this guy 3 carries?
You may remember, I think so, yes. Mm-hmm. On your last, not to keep going back to your last podcast, but you and Barrett were talking about Frank Gore having a long run against the Seahawks before the Niners got down in the red zone, and then LaMichael James comes in. Christian had a long run in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs and had the tap helmet come out for a snap as well. And you just want a guy that you can trust. I wouldn't mind seeing him in short yardage in lieu of quarterback sneaks. Watching Tanner Mordecai hurt his ankle on a QB snap. I know it's different, and you know, you get everybody in it together, but I don't love the quarterback sneak if it can be avoided with Brock. He's been concussed on a quarterback sneak, you know, so Brian Robinson's a good short yardage guy. I think it benefits everybody. Does Bobby Turner trust him? Maybe that's the biggest question.
Is he going to fumble? That's Kyle's number one thing. No, pass pro, and is he going to fumble? If he thinks you're going to fumble, he is very rarely going to play you. And I don't know that Brian Robinson Jr. is a fumbler, but Garrendo's kind of been, you know, in the preseason. So, in training camp, so we shall see on that. Who ends up being – okay, you're saying Pearsall. We'll assume Jennings is playing in there. Is there another receiver, Ayuk, at some point? I don't know when. They got they need another receiver. Oh, DeMarcus Robinson. Robinson. Yeah, that's a good point. I sometimes forget about him. I still think they need another. I mean, even after Valdes-Scantling, I think they need maybe Robbie Chosen.
You're not counting Jordan Watkins just because he's a rookie?
Yeah, and he's hurt.
Yeah.
The combo is tough.
Yeah.
Jacob Cowling's tough. Second-year player, and he's hurt. And he's hurt for a while.
Right after he was hurt.
Right after, I mean, just – and he wasn't – one of Kyle's favorites when he was healthy last year, clearly, because he was playing Ronnie Bell. So you got another receiver you like? You think Robbie Chosen is a guy that they can play?
Or they got enough? I think the like in the world where it's Jennings, Robinson, Pearsall,
Ayuk
eventually. Yeah. Like, I think because they're unique and they have Kittle and McCaffrey and 20 balls to Juszczyk and all that, like, I do think that's enough. You look historically at some of those good, some of these good Shanahan Niner teams, like the 19 Super Bowl team, they traded mid-year for their best receiver.
Yep.
So I think that's plenty, provided they're healthy guys. But Yeah, I think it's plenty provided they're healthy guys.
If they stay healthy.
Plenty's probably the wrong word.
If they stay healthy,
given that,
that
currently...
Yeah, let's say if they stay
healthy. Three of those guys
Pearsall's
are not healthy.
Good. If Pearsall's good, that changes a lot of things.
I think he's going to be good.
He might be good.
And I wasn't sure last year. I thought early last year, and like I'm talking like camp, I wasn't sure. Like, is he getting open? You know, that type of thing. I thought watching him this year, Jennings, when it all started this year, was dominating. And I think Ricky has looked exactly like you want a guy to look in training camp and practice. He's dominating is too strong of a word, but has just been above that. He has looked like a pro.
And
like
that Purdy feels that too.
And Purdy feels it. And it feels like they feel together like they can do damage.
Anyone else you're looking at, kind of a secondary third line guy that could be an important player?
I mean, Siegel's not. Probably he's going to start, so he probably doesn't qualify.
A rookie, you know. I give you.
I'll tell you the one who everyone like. We got enamored with all the defensive rookies last year. You get enamored with him again this year, like Mykal Williams, right? Yep. We haven't even mentioned him.
Yeah, he's got to be good. He's got to be good.
The guy that is kind of feels like he's forgotten, and can he just be solid? Is D Winters?
Yeah, I mean, he's had a good camp.
Can he just clearly remain the starter? You know, and not give them a reason to try to replace. Well, I know, but can he give them a reason to not try to not want? Can he develop into like, yes, a guy you can trust?
Yep.
It seems to be some buzz that it's the light bulb's gone on for him in year three. Hopefully, that's the case because athletically, they could use a young guy running around hitting people.
Yeah, and that position is a huge position for them. We know how different they changed when in the half that Greenlaw was healthy. That was a different defense.
Yep,
no question. Yeah, I mean,
who am I missing?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just going to talk about the frontline guys because I do think that's super important. And I do think that Kittle and Warner are set up to have huge years. They've had huge years. I don't know the differentiator with that, this from another. Maybe no. It's got to stay healthy. But they're right at that point where this is it. Like, this is the very peak of where they are as NFL players. They're established. They've won. They haven't won the biggest one. Those two have looked, obviously, Fred always looks great. Kittle has looked incredible and doesn't play all the time in team drills, but that's okay. Why would he have to? I think those two, you know, McCaffrey, you do have to go, you know, I don't know how healthy he's going to be. Bosa, I think, is just write him in. We know how good he is. Trent Williams, you write him. I think Kittle and Warner are kind of the river that floats everybody. Like, if they're really good.
If they're still at their peak.
Yeah, the standard is so high with those two guys. Yeah. And that's an obvious thing to say, but since I'm going to write it tonight, it's sort of on my mind. What did you see for those two guys, or what do you imagine is set up for them this season?
Yeah, I do think they're still at their peak. They both bounce around.
Yep.
There's an emotional element to both of them. You know, Kittle this year has a pretty good chance to move into third in the 49ers receiving yards and receptions list. It would take like over 1,500 yards for him to get into the yards list,
which
is a lot. But he's touched that before. But so, like, to reach those types of career numbers while you're still at your peak, I think is a pretty special accomplishment. And obviously, Fred has gotten better. Fred's peak is better than it was 3 years ago or 2 years ago. It feels like he's causing most of his career fumbles have come in the last 3 years. You know, the other thing with George is if Jennings has a very specific value beyond, oh, well, he was almost a 1,000-yard receiver. Yeah, but it was a six-win team. He is a first down. He is a third. His nickname is very appropriate. On third down, it doesn't matter if you throw it a little high. It doesn't matter if there's pressure and you got to get it out quick. You can really trust him. So they need that. But if they don't have it, who's the other guy with a big catch radius? I mean, George is one of them. Ayuk has a big catch radius for his size.
Robinson's not bad.
Robinson, I was really impressed with him in training camp, both physically and the way. You know, I wondered, like, is he practicing this hard because he thinks he's going to miss the first 3 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
But he really operates like a pro, you know? Like, I actually think they have a little more, when healthy, depth at receiver than they've had because of Robinson, of, like, big league professional receiver.
In week five.
Yeah, in week eight, whenever Ayuk's back. Right.
This first part of the season is going to be interesting.
In theory.
How they manage it.
Yeah.
Because already we're seeing the roster looks a little different. They're obviously changing it on the fly. And I'm getting all these texts, so I think something's happening. Yeah, something's happening. I don't know what it is. I can't really use my phone to do it. But as we're speaking, I'm getting things. Something happened on the waiver wire. And it might, you know, we'll see if it produces an emergency ward. I don't want to do one today.
Here's the thing I'll add. You asked about like players we don't talk about. We didn't talk about Brock. You know, the schedule is the schedule. But to me, I look at the schedule from a quarterback standpoint. You know, Brock and Darnold, who's going to be better that day? Brock and Spencer Rattler, who's going to be better that day? Brock and Kyler, week three, who's going to be better that day? Brock and Trevor Lawrence, Brock and, Michael Penix.
Stafford.
Or
Jimmy.
I'll believe Stafford's not around when Stafford's not around. But anyway, I just wanted to make that point.
That's a great point.
We talk about all this. We're not talking about
a lot of people look at it that way. It's a smart way to look at it. And if you look at the schedule, they just don't have many of those quarterbacks, and they had a ton of them. You know, they don't have Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Jordan Love, just off the top. Those three they do not have. And this one, we'll see if Darnold's good. And that, you know, within the division is how I'm going to judge this season, I think, because I don't really care what they do against Jacksonville. Just don't lose to Jacksonville and Carolina and Houston and Indianapolis. But, Seattle and the Rams and the Cardinals have all their strengths, different weaknesses. They match up just about the same with the 49ers. The 49ers could lose any one of those games, as we saw last season. They could win any one of those games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
As we've seen in previous seasons, I'm really fascinated. Week one is not going to be the whole thing. We're going to treat it like it's the whole season. It's not going to be, but the matchup against a team in transition, a younger team, that kind of, you know, they offloaded DK. They've done their own sort of reshuffling. Going to be really interesting. And, you know, going into year 9 of a Kyle Shanahan era, let's see how that all rebuilds. I'm a little nervous that something happened. So I will ask two different questions at the end. One, people always are asking me, what advice would you give to a younger person trying to get in this business? And I say, I'm pretty old, so the ways I did it probably aren't quite as relevant right now. Ask younger people. Please, they still ask me. I am happy they asked me. I want people in the business. But Guy, you know, you've done a different way into this than certainly than I did. What would you tell a young person, say, in college, is journalism major or whatever, kind of done the same thing you did and wants to start a path towards the Guy Haberman career right now?
Well, the first thing I always tell people is, like, there is no one path, so your path is going to be different. And I used to hate when I would send people my play-by-play tape when I was, you know, 23, and they'd be like, hey, good job, you just need more reps. Like, oh, get out of here. How about some real advice? Yeah. So what I always tell people is, A, that's true. You do need reps. So if you're in college, find them, you know, any way you can. Create them. That's the beauty now of somebody's games are somewhere on a streaming. Somebody needs somebody to help them stream something. Yep. Like that's the case for even with play-by-play, which is a pretty – it's probably even more crowded now for a college student than it was when I was in college. So, the other thing I would say is when you are asking advice, ask for very specific feedback. If you're sending somebody a clip, if you're sending somebody something you wrote or something you said or something, say, this is a specific thing that I'm not sure how I performed it. What did you think? And if you ask specific questions, you'll get a specific
answer. Well, I remember the World Series that one year. He had Ted Griggs, very powerful guy, was running Comcast Bay Area. Tell me, Guy Haberman, that's the future. How did you hook up with Ted Griggs? How did that happen? This was when you were pretty early in your Bay Area career.
Well, I was working at – I was doing stuff at NBC.
And just beginning to.
Well, I don't know the answer to that question. I met Ted Griggs because I started doing I was doing radio. And you remember they used to do Chronicle Live. Yeah, and so I would go on once a week. Okay. And then I started hosting it. Mm-hmm. I'd fill in if it – you know, for whoever.
I'm talking like 2010, 2011?
No. Yeah. I didn't move. I moved back up to Northern California at the end of 12.
Yeah, so 12. He might have been saying your name. Heidi Watney, this is how it all happened. Because Heidi Watney and I were talking. Ted Griggs was there. And they're like all of a sudden saying how you're the future of sports broadcast. And Heidi's your pal. I know that. Yeah. But
I interned he was
like,
for Heidi.
Yeah, he was like saying it too. I was like, where is this guy? I kind of knew who you were at the time, but I didn't really.
I don't know what that timeline was.
I think the thing is become friends with Heidi Watney and then it all works out. But that's, I might have, it feels like it was 10, might have been 12. I'm trying to remember now. It was definitely at a World Series. So, because that's where
Heidi, they hosted the, what could have been a World Baseball Classic too.
No,
I saw Heidi for that.
Yeah, I don't do that. So,
they had it right there with you. They had big parties at Mission Bay.
It wouldn't be me.
Okay.
But all good. It was interesting. The specific questions is an excellent point. When people ask me stuff, I would love for them to ask me specific things. It's just me just going, well, go out there and make connections, ask questions. No, it's important stuff. I get it. But the specific questions also lead me to believe like this person is already starting down a path.
And you're willing to invest in that.
You're willing to invest in it. You're willing to reach out for it. And I tell them half the time, I hate to be ridiculous about this, but just the fact that you got to me is interesting to me because it tells me you can get to sources. Because if you can't get to me, then you're not going to be able to get to whoever, you know, Farhan Zaidi or John Lynch. Now that those are guys are hard to get anyway, but it does tell me about persistence because I did that as a kid, man. I was talking to people coming through Wrigley Field. You know, I hate to say it. Like, I'd call them in their hotel rooms and can we meet before the game? And, and they did a lot of times. So,
isn't it funny how many stories? Michael Zagaris, the great photographer, was telling me he used to make his own press, his own field passes.
Oh, my God. That makes – he probably still does. He still does. All right, let's end this because I'm scared that something's happening.
Okay.
Guy Haberman, I didn't even prep you for this, but it's a version of the question I ask everybody. I'll ask you, what's your favorite TV show right now?
Are there good things on TV right now?
There are some good things on TV.
What if I have not watched? You know what I watched?
I didn't prep you this so that we're.
I watched the last episode of The Sopranos finally, 2 weeks ago. Okay, I've been sitting on the last episode, and I don't think he gets shot.
I don't think they even knew what the hell they were doing. I really don't. I just think everybody wanted to make, like, Chase had this grand plan. This is what he just didn't know what to do. So we just did that.
Yeah.
Because that episode's a mess, let me tell you. I hated that episode. So, but that's my own little thing. I'm sorry, I'm jumping on your thing.
No,
but
I just, Sopranos, I haven't watched a show in a while, probably since I started doing that. I finished Stick. I like that. Apple's got their own. It's in the same vein as all the
Shrinking and all that kind of thing.
And Ted Lasso.
Yeah,
you know,
I might watch it.
The kid had a good golf swing, so I didn't. You know, like you hate it at the second somebody's doing something athletic and they don't look like an athlete. So
all right, I am so scared that something's happening.
All right, let's go see Kendrick Bourne.
That might be it. All right, guys, thank you. Appreciate.
Thanks.
We'll talk soon. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.